Are you optimistic that, Damon and Devon will be able to go on Sunday?
They're limited. Tomorrow will be a big day for them on launch day. It's another day to get up to, 80% anyways. You know, they were both limited in practice Thursday. It was encouraging to see them out there.
How do you feel the team's responded since your meeting on Wednesday morning?
You know, it was a typical game day, correction day. We brought them in a little bit early. Had a nice, brutal, honest meeting to get things cleaned up. We had a good day of practice Wednesday, and yesterday was a long one, as it typically is. Guys were competitive. We finished ahead of schedule tempo-wise, so it shows you the energy was good, and I think we had a good, productive practice.
What kind of feedback did you get on the brutal, honest part from guys?
I had a chance to pull some guys aside. I had some one-on-ones this week with some different players, and, you know, they were positive.
Eric hasn't allowed a sack, I believe, since week two. How do you think has he improved?
First Eric Flowers question I've had in a little while. Eric is a young player who's improving tremendously. He's working at his craft. You know, he seems to be taking a step each week. You know, he still has a ways to go fundamentally, just like everybody else playing in this league. And he's still a young player, still has a lot of upside.
Has he made adjustments, though, just as far as even the way he aligns? It seems like he has.
He watches film like the other players do. They study themselves and they study the opponents.
Do you think any of the improvements of pass protection have had, you know, he's overcompensated, maybe the run blocking isn't as good?
I don't think one is tied to the other. You only have so much time on the practice field. I get that part of it. But, you know, left tackle's number one job is to block the defensive end and pass protection. But he's a very capable and willing run blocker.
How impressive have you been with the way that Brett Jones has stepped in at center?
Yeah, Brett is he's always been prepared since the day he walked in the door. Smart player, works hard at his craft, is strong in the weight room. The weight room is important to him. And has performed at a high level for us. Has really done a nice job. He's a good player in a run game, and he's improving in pass protection.
How ready is Chad Wheeler if you need him to step in this week?
Chad, again, is a, you know, we didn't have a chance to get him up last week, but as a young player, played big-time college football at a high level, and he's someone that we feel has a high ceiling.
He never really played on the right, though. He said, you know, spent his whole career pretty much on the left. A big challenge. Do you view that as for a guy when they have to?
Yeah, it's a challenge. It's a challenge for all these guys. A lot of times when you bring guys in, they only play tackle. A lot of them only play left tackle in college just because of, you know, the athleticism that it takes to play there in college. A lot of times you like to scoop those guys up and bring them into your program. But we feel that he has value at multiple positions, maybe inside as well.
What do you find as the hardest part of that transition now? Is it the footwork? Is it just being on the other side? How do you view that?
Yeah, you got to flip everything. You got to flip all your fundamentals. You got to flip everything mentally. You know, so there are a lot of challenges there, but it can be done.
I saw where you said Evan's going to be a game captain this week. Mm-hmm. What goes into that decision each week?
You know, Evan's come in. He's done everything that we've asked of him so far. He works hard, loves football, and it shows.
But how do you make that determination on who those three guys are going to be each week?
We go through the roster each week and pull guys who we feel that were working the way we want them to work, who are performing at a high level and are being good examples.
What made DRC stand out last week to get that honor?
Yeah, DRC, you know, we talked about it in the room that we don't hold grudges. You know, DRC came back, you know, from his time off, his suspension, and has responded in a great way, a great manner. Has been a great example to the players. Has been vocal. He's been playing at a high level with energy, and it was great to see.
On that note, a few weeks ago, you mentioned a couple of your IF guys in, I believe it was Evan, Sterling, Avery, and Dalvin. Mm-hmm. You called on them to be more of leaders in this team. Do you think they've responded to that call?
I think they've played well. I think they're young players working to improve their craft. You know, they're focused on leading by example. They may not be the most talkative guys, but you've seen them step up in their own way lately.
What would be your message, I guess, to fans who are on the fence about coming on Sunday after the past 2 weeks?
You know, we want your support. Come out, watch a great show. We plan on playing great football on Sunday and getting a win.
What do you expect from them on Sunday?
Expect from
fans have been expecting hostile towards
again,
you guys?
The fans have been nothing but great. You know, our players want support. We need to give the fans something to cheer about.
I believe JT's eligible to come back next week. Is he ready? Is he working towards that?
That's a question for medical that I'm not ready to have yet.
Oh, so you haven't not even been discussed?
I'm not ready to have it right here yet.